One of the things that we champion are people who make a difference in the lives of others. Aaron Olson and Tucson Student Ministries steps right into the lives of local students through performing arts and honest conversations around topics such as anxiety, drugs, mental health, and more. She is truly a pioneer in Tucson who has a heart not only for teens, but also to equip us as parents as we parent during some unknown territory with our teens, right? Recently, we had the opportunity to partner with Erin and her team as they took a spoken word that Valerie from Reclaim Story wrote, and Erin and her team with Tucson Student Ministries turned it into a performance that is so powerful. That video will be launched on Monday, April 4th, both on our Reclaim Story social media platforms on Instagram and Facebook, as well as on our YouTube channel. Be sure to check it out. The link will be in the show notes. We love collaborating with Erin and her team as God has called us to help different generations reclaim their stories. I think you are going to love this inspiring episode with Erin Olson. Welcome to Living the Reclaim Life podcast. I'm Denisha. We're glad you're here for conversations that revive hope, inspire healing, and encourage you to live a vibrant life with Christ. So grab a cup of coffee as we chat with today's guest. Well, welcome to today's episode. I'm excited to introduce you to Aaron Olson. Now, Aaron Olson is the executive director of Tucson Student Ministries. And I love Aaron's heart for this ministry. You're going to hear all about it today and hear how Tucson Student Ministries are impacting this next generation for Christ. And I love that she says, Tucson Student Ministries is God's ministry, not mine. We take an entire team to run, and I am so grateful for the volunteers. God has reclaimed my story so that I was perfectly prepared to start Tucson Student Ministries, which can in turn help others. So, Aaron, welcome to the podcast today.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
We are happy to have you. So tell us a little bit, for those listening that don't know about Tucson Student Ministries, tell us a little bit about how you got started, how God led you to this. And let's unpack it. It's amazing.
Okay, cool. So Tucson Student Ministries is a peer-to-peer ministry that uses performing arts, conversations, and connections to provide knowledge of healthy life choices to the students of Tucson. So we have two different programs that we use. Our first program is our productions program. With that, we do skits, dances, spoken words. We're hoping to start a band, anything that we can do in the arts realm to talk about difficult issues. Everybody in our productions team is high school aged, so they're making all of these things. We also have a podcast as well. That's part of our productions team. So our productions team's biggest goal is to bring up difficult issues such as like mental health and home life, and showing students like positive ways to deal with things, healthy coping, things like that. And then our other program is our outreach program. And this program is made up of 18-year-olds and older, so it's all adults, but they go back into the communities that we do the performances for, and they connect students one-on-one with resources and are able to just be a listening ear and to love on and talk to these students. So, our outreach volunteers are trained to, you know, what is mandatory reporting? What is, like, how do you, if a student comes up to you and says, like, there's domestic violence at home, what do you do? That's like a very scary, difficult topic. So, you know, like contact, first off, that's a mandatory report. But second, like, how do you love a student through that? Where do they go? Who do they call? How do they connect? So that's what our outreach team is in charge of doing. So those are our two programs. And our heart really is just for students. We believe that students are smart. We believe that students are capable. A lot of people are like, oh, they're high schoolers. They're going to sleep around. They're going to do drugs. They're going to do whatever. But we think that if high school students know what to do, like they have healthier options, that not everybody is doing it. They don't have to make mistakes, that they can learn from past generations, from past people, that they're going to choose healthier options and make healthier decisions. So like I said, our focus is really on like mental health and home life, because we want to focus on the root causes. And when we focus on those root causes, we can really help them with healthier coping, because most behaviors are coping, good or bad. You know, if a student really just delves into academics because their anxiety is so bad if they're not 1,000% focused in school. That seems like a good coping mechanism because they're so focused in school, but nobody's addressed that root cause of it's being driven by extreme anxiety. So just talking about those root causes and hopefully helping them be like, maybe surround yourself with community. Know that you're not perfect. Breathe, take breaks, drink water, join a club, providing more healthy options for these students. So that's our biggest heart for this community.
That's amazing. And as a mom of an 18-year-old and 16-year-old, I have never seen the social pressures and anxiety and everything mm-hmm. as high as it is today. Mm-hmm. I know growing up, you know, we had different things, right? We had you're going to laugh, but we had like the teen magazines or the things to compare ourselves to or be pressured by. But now it's in their fingertips. You mm-hmm. know, it's social media. It's all the pressures. It's COVID. Right. Mm-hmm. That's a question I have is how has it impacted the students that you're seeing?
I've definitely seen two different things for that. One, just a complete drop in community. Mm. A lot of students I'm talking to, it's, you know, we're in year two, almost year three of COVID. Some of these students have never really been to high school. Like I've talked to many students who they're now like sophomores and juniors. And they're like, yeah, I really haven't been to high school. I don't have any friends at school. I don't really know anybody because every time we barely start getting back together, we get ripped apart again. So everyone that I've talked to that's in their younger years of high school or even, you know, halfway through high school, they're having a really hard time with community. So I think, you know, connecting people to two communities here in Tucson is going to be really helpful. But I also, you know, I personally went on social media more during COVID because I was bored. I didn't have anything else to do. So I think that there has been this extreme uptick in just social media usage, which, you know, brings a false sense of community that these students feel like, oh, I talk to my friends every day, but you just text them every day. You don't get that one-on-one interaction. You don't get that, you know, real quality time with your friends. So that's being damaging. But also, if you're constantly on Instagram, if you're constantly on TikTok, those have models on them and these like ideal lives. And, you know, these students, like you said, the comparison is like tremendous. And I also think something that I've really noticed with this generation, with like Gen Z, is that they are more accepting, especially of like of mental health, which seems great on the outside, but every single student is like, oh, I have anxiety. Everybody has anxiety. Therefore, I don't need help. Like it's no longer stigmatized to the point where nobody thinks they need help. But it's like, I don't care if the entire world is anxious right now. If you as an individual are anxious, you're deserving of help and you're deserving to take time to find healthier ways to deal with that. So like, I know I'm on TikTok and there's like a whole side of TikTok that's like mental health TikTok. And everyone on that side of TikTok is like, oh, we're all depressed. We're all anxious. Mm-hmm. It's just what our generation is. It's like that doesn't need to be where we live. That doesn't need to be who we are. We don't need to be the generation of mental issues. And if we have them, let's find help. It's great that we're accepting of people because people who are anxious need to feel loved and they need to feel validated. But that's not where it stops. It needs to keep going. It needs to seek help and seek things. So those are definitely the biggest issues I've seen since COVID with our students, especially in the Tucson community.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Like you said, their community's been taken away. Mm-hmm. I have a sophomore. And so when she started, you know, her end of her eighth grade year into freshman year, I don't know that she's had a normal high school experience mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. What does a typical day look like? So let's say you're going to go in. I know you're partnering with youth groups and mm-hmm. Different clubs and things like that. Eventually, you're going to be doing like big auditorium things for schools. But in the meantime, as you're doing youth groups and things like that, when you go in, give me an example of like what is one of the performances look like and how do your kids, you know, your students how are they involved in that to then have the peer-to-peer relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. So an example of this is that in March, we're going to Empire's Fellowship of Christian Students Club. But for the past, we went in February and we went in November. Our adult volunteers went in and we were just kind of a presence there. You know, we did like small groups with them. We've been able to talk one-on-one with students and learn their names. They're able to learn our names. So we're like a familiar face around the Empire Club. And then in March, we're going to go in and do a spoken word performance and also show them a video and then break up into small groups again and be able to talk with them one-on-one. And we're hoping to go back again in April and just be that presence. So since we're so small right now, because we just started in 2021, so we're pretty little, we want to be able to build those partnerships with different, like you said, youth groups and clubs. So just being able to go in there and have them see a trusted adult, a regular face that is there to specifically talk about these issues. Because, you know, in youth groups, they do have their youth pastors and they do have their youth leaders. But, you know, a lot of times it's intimidating to talk to your youth pastor that you see and you know you're going to see for the next 4 years. Be like, hey, I'm really struggling with drugs. Like, that's really hard for a student to do. But a new adult that's coming in and specifically saying, talk to me about this issue, is a more comfortable person to talk about. So we're hoping to be that kind of presence and partnership within different youth groups and hopefully clubs and schools right now, as before we can do the bigger performances.
The big things. Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, for 2021, for the last year, you have about 6 to 8 volunteers that are students, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have 10 to 12 that are adults. I think that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
God, the fact you're out there and getting able to, you know, jump into these youth groups.
Yeah. God has been just swinging open doors left and right. It's been crazy. I personally thought, like, oh, we'll get volunteers and then we'll try and get show equipment and then we'll raise funds. But God is like, nope, here the floodgates have opened. Like, so many volunteers came to me very quickly. We're hoping to get more. But, and then I was talking to a donor and I gave them a wish list of show equipment. And I was like, here's a wish list of all of the show equipment that we could possibly need. Like, you can pick whatever items you want to buy. And they bought the entire wish list.
Oh, what a blessing.
So it's just like, God's just been like, this ministry is going. It's needed. It's needed now. So we're doing as much as we can. And every time I'm like, oh, we're too small for that, he sends 10 more volunteers my way. And I'm like, okay, we're big enough now. Like, we performed at the Reclaimed Hope Trauma Conference. And before that, I was like, I don't think we have enough volunteers for this. And then we got like 3 more volunteers. And I was like, we have the perfect number. Let's go. So God's just, every step of the way, I get intimidated because I'm a human. And I'm like, oh, I'm really nervous about this. I'm really intimidated by this. And God's like, nope, I got you. We're moving. This is needed.
So, that's amazing. Yeah. I love hearing that because we're taking the same steps of faith in our ministry too. Yeah. And it is so cool to watch him show up in that. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear a little bit. I know some of your background, but tell us a little bit about you. Just how God dropped this dream and this vision in your heart and then how you implemented it. Because you are amazingly young for having started this organization and doing such amazing things for students.
Yes, absolutely. So I think it's crazy to just look back on my life and see, like, almost literally everything that has ever happened to me has perfectly prepared me for this ministry. So I am only 23 years old. I have graduated from college, but I am young. First example, in college, I started out as a theater major, and then I realized that that wasn't really what I wanted to do. And at the time, I had like extremely bad anxiety. So I was like, but it's comfortable, so I'll stay here. And then God set me free from anxiety, which is a whole other thing that I could talk about. But so then I switched to being a psychology major with a theater minor. And as I was going through school, everyone I told that to was like, what are you going to do with that? And I was like, I don't know, but I'll figure something out. So, you know, my very last semester at the U of A, I took a class called How to Start a Nonprofit. And at the time, I was volunteering for other nonprofits. So I thought, oh, this will be easy to take. I know nonprofits pretty well because I volunteered for a few and it'll be fine. And then as I'm in this class, I'm like building what is TSM. I like built the bylaws and I did all the like infrastructure work as a part of a class. And then as I'm graduating the U of A, I'm like, this could be real. Like, I could actually start this. And this is something that, like, literally, again, like, perfectly accumulates everything that's ever happened in my life. Just like the fact of my majors and where I switched my majors, being the psychology and the theater background, like, perfectly set me up for helping students with mental health issues through the performing arts. So that alone, I was like, thank you, God, for doing that. Because when I kept my theater minor, I was like, I love performing arts, but I don't know what I'm going to do with this. So I think I'm just going to keep doing it because I love it, but it's not going to be helpful in the future. But it was helpful in the future. I was wrong.
So. It was so helpful. Yes. I love what you said about God took everything that I've done and suddenly put it together. Mm-hmm. That is so amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, and I got to be at the Reclaiming Hope Conference to watch your baby kind of come to life. Yes. There. And we had such a cool, such a cool joint venture in that. Mm-hmm. Valerie on our team wrote a spoken word called Reclaimed. Mm-hmm. And you guys did an incredible, and in fact, it's going to launch. We're launching it publicly this month for us. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of saving it as this. We just thought it would be so amazing around Easter time to really just launch that. And we're going to put it along with some fundraisers as well. So we're excited about that. But the video quality, I mean, I thought you guys just got started and these are youth doing amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out. That'll be coming out on our social media. And also if you're subscribed to our email list, that's going to be coming out as well. But I got to watch your team perform that in person. Mm-hmm. And not only was Valerie a hot mess during it because she got to see her writing come to life, but your students did such an amazing job and it was so impactful mm-hmm. to the audience. And we were all adults. I can only imagine coming in with those things. There's so much power in, you know, kids seeing that they're not alone, you know, that other kids have struggled with things. And mm-hmm. so you had these signs and you flipped them over to go along with the spoken word. And that I thought was so powerful because sitting in the audience as, you know, a grown adult, I'm like, yes, yes, that is what Christ has done for me. Mm-hmm. And to imagine you going out even into public schools and giving that hope, giving that, that love. When you say that you have your adults that come back and kind of follow up, what is that? So you do the performance. Let's dream for a second, right? Because mm-hmm. it'll be like, 2 seconds from now when God provides everything yes. you need to go big. So if you could imagine going into like a public school, for instance, and doing, you know, it's something in the auditorium, what would it look like? So you finish the presentation and then how do you follow up? How do you connect them with adults?
Yeah. So our hope and our dream, we would obviously need to coordinate with the school specifically and what they would want us to do. But our hope and dream is that the day that the performance happens, we would have a group of outreach volunteers there. And then every day for the next week, we let them know we'll be here at lunch and mm-hmm. after school. Like we set up like a booth or a table. And like, we'll be here. We actually have one of our board members and our volunteers. She has therapy dogs. I mean, she's already doing amazing work in the Vail School District and she brings her therapy dogs and she's had amazing conversations with students. So we're hoping to utilize that as well, like having things that draw students to us to start conversations. And then we're able to have those conversations and make those connections, just letting the students know, like, we are here. We want to talk to you. We'll, you know, go up to students and talk to them. And then hopefully after that week, once we get more outreach volunteers going back to the schools, like hopefully once a month, once we get enough volunteers, just being a constant presence in the school. Again, it would depend on the school district and what they would want from us, but that would be like our ideal way to do it, is the immediate week following the performance, being there and then being able to be a constant presence in these schools.
You're meeting such a valuable need. Mm. That's pretty awesome. You know, when you were talking about people coming into maybe not telling their youth pastors something they're struggling with, but when you come in with this specific message that really mm-hmm. gets them talking and being more vulnerable and a little more open. Mm-hmm. We see the same thing with women. You know, we're not a church. We're not here to replace the church, but we provide a safe place. We have a group right now that's 17 women from 7 different churches. Mm-hmm. And I love that because they have a place to come where maybe their Bible study of 20 years, you know, they have 10 years, you know, they haven't wanted to share some things from their pastor. God's beginning to peel those layers away and those things are really prevalent. That's a safe place that they can come. And we're finding the same thing where maybe they haven't talked about something at church, but they can come to this. So I love that you're providing a safe place for students mm-hmm. to just show up and bring their real and yeah. not have to just smile and get through the day, that they can actually bring their real and get support from people who are trained mm-hmm. In that as well.
Yeah, we're a big emphasis of who we are is we want to be a safe space for all students. So we really don't care. I mean, we do care because we care about them as a person, but you know, they any race, gender, socioeconomic status, any religion, any sexual orientation, anything. We just want to be there to love students. You know, one of our, the way that we function, one of our needs is, you know, we are a Christian organization. All of our volunteers and all of our employees, which right now is just me, are Christians. But we want to help immediate crises first. So, you know, if a student comes up to us and they say, I'm an atheist and I'm so depressed right now, I don't know what to do. You know, one way we could say is like, well, just love Jesus and then you won't be depressed. Mm. But they're in such like a hole that they don't need a lecture, they need a ladder. So we want to first help them maybe get therapy and maybe connect them in a community. And maybe that community could be a youth group. But, you know, we want to respect whatever students tell us. So if a student comes up to us and says like, oh, I'm actually like, I'm Muslim and I'm really depressed. And we're like, is your religion a large part of their life? And they say yes. Then we're going to want to try and find them a Muslim resource. So that could be like a counselor or, you know, something in that community. Because we want to be respectful of whatever our students say, but we want to help every student. So that's a big emphasis for us as well. So.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Love that. So going forward, what are your dreams? What are you looking for? Maybe somebody's listening today and thinking, man, I can really get behind this. Like, she's helping the next generation. You know, so many of our listeners, we're reclaiming our past from painful past. And a lot of that started in our teen years. Mm-hmm. And some of it started earlier, but began to play out then. And so you're meeting these kids. So if someone has a heart and is like, oh my goodness, I love what she's doing, how can we help? How can we come alongside you?
Yes, absolutely. I need a whole army. We need a whole team. We need the whole community for sure. One easier way to help, but you know, donation is definitely something that we need. Prayer is the biggest thing that we need. We need lots and lots of prayer. This is a big community, so we gotta just cover it all in prayer. Another way that people can help is if they are already connected to youth communities in our city, getting us connected to those youth communities as well. So if you volunteer for a youth group, if you have an in at a school, being able to be our like middleman and being our connection point would be incredibly helpful. But also, if you have a heart for these students and you want to be a part of our outreach team, we need volunteers as well. So if you want to volunteer to come to be on our team, be a part of our outreach and be able to have these one-on-one conversations with these students, that is absolutely a place of need as well.
And no theater background is needed?
No theater background is needed. No theater background is needed for anybody on the team. So if a student wants to volunteer and they have no theater background, we will still find a place for them. Maybe they'll move props for us or they'll help run the camera for the technical side of things. The biggest part that we look for is just a heart for these students and just love and prayer for these students. That's definitely the biggest need. And then we will find a spot for you. So, you know, theater is a big part of what we do, but it's not necessary for volunteers.
That's really awesome. Because everybody be like, I cannot act or write a script or anything like that. But I can move a prop. Mm-hmm. I can prop. I yeah. can paint something. Mm-hmm. I can push buttons if you yes. tell me what to do with lights Absolutely. Or whatever. So,
and it's funny that you say that because I actually do have a few students who, you know, they're like, I don't have a theater background. I don't have anything. And I'm like, well, why don't you try and write a poem about this? And they're like, okay, I'll try. Mm-hmm. And they are amazing. They're, you know, it's part God and part they don't realize how amazing they are and how good they are at what they're doing. So, you know, you'd be surprised when you push yourself a little bit how creative most people can be, but, you know, no experience necessary.
And you're getting their heart. Yes. To say, sit down and write a poem says, I believe in you. Mm-hmm. I believe let's tap into something maybe you didn't even know existed mm-hmm. inside of you, some creativity mm-hmm. and just unleashing that and serving. That's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, Erin, how can we find you? I know you have your website, you're on social. Tell us all about that so we know how to reach out to you if we want to volunteer, if we want to donate. I know that's available on your website. Mm-hmm. So give us all your details, girl.
Yes, absolutely. So you can find us on most social media. So we have a Facebook, which is at Tucson Student Ministries. We have an Instagram and a TikTok, which are both Tucson Student _. We have a YouTube, which is Tucson Student. So if you follow any of those, we kind of connect them to each other. But if you follow us on social media, you get updated with our newsletter. You you get our podcast. If we do any performances, we put them up on our YouTube as well. We do like encouraging posts. We do funny skits, things like that, all over our social media. And our website is TucsonStudentMinistries.org. And if you want to volunteer, there's a little sign-up form on the page. You can fill that out. You can also email us at TucsonStudentMinistries@gmail.com. And if you want to donate, it is also all on our website. We have a PayPal, we have a Zelle, and we can have checks or cash money. What is it called? Monetary donations. That's the proper term. I can think of what it was. So, you know, following us on all of those things. And, you know, our website is very helpful. I love our website.
Another, I love your website too.
Another plug for our website is potentially for parents listening. We do have an entire resource page on our website that links you to other helpful resources. So like I know off the top of my head, there's a bunch of like crisis lines on our website. There is, you know, different hotlines for different things. There is information websites for parents. Like I know we have like Fight the New Drug on there, which is like about pornography addictions, you know, just different categories that we talk about. We do have resources on our website. So it's definitely all on there. And I would definitely recommend checking it out if you know, don't know where to start. Like another one on there is like helping you find a therapist in your area. I know that that's an extremely intimidating thing. So maybe just starting with that page and going from there might be a helpful thing to do.
And again, that's TucsonStudentMinistries.org. We do have a lot of mamas and a handful of teens too that listen to this podcast. So that is a great resource, mamas. TucsonStudentMinistries.org. You can get involved if you have extra time to volunteer and just sow into the lives of these kids. That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have time, we can always donate and help support you there. Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron, thank you for following the big God dream that he put on your heart and just walking this out every day. Thank you for being such a vital part of this community.
Of course. I'm so blessed to be here, born and raised in Tucson, and I love it with my whole heart. So I'm so excited to be pouring back into it.
Amazing. Well, thank you for helping students reclaim their stories before they are in their 40s and 50s and giving them healthy coping mechanisms. That is amazing. So thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. I pray you found hope in today's conversation and maybe even feel a little less alone in your story. Stay connected with us on Facebook and Instagram at Reclaimed Story. Want to learn more about living a reclaimed life and how you can be a part of our growing community of reclaimers? Check out our website at reclaimedstory.com. All of those links and more will be in the show notes. And if you enjoy this inspirational podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Not only will you be the first one to know when new content comes out, but it is also a huge help in helping us reach more people to live the reclaimed life.